Hello, this is Nicole Hunter from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine, May 2018 edition. We're just going to pick up where we left off from last week. We were going over the 100 woke women, and we left off previously with some of the mayors around the country. So let's go ahead and get started. Yvonne M. Spicer, she is the mayor of Framingham, Maryland, on being the first mayor of newly formed city. Quote, I stand on the shoulders of all the women who have come before me, my aunties, my grandparents, and celebrate a legacy of greatness. I have a responsibility to use everything I have learned in my career and my personal life to move the city forward. Aquanita Warren, she is the mayor of Fontana, California, on breaking barriers. Quote, it's an honor. I always feel like I need to represent and I always try to help and show an example. I am the first female mayor and African-American mayor, so I hold two titles that I'm very proud of. Lovely A. Warren. She is the mayor of Rochester, New York, on the meaning of woke. Quote, it means take nothing for granted that you are a part of the change you want to see. And staying woke means to wake up and realize that no one else is going to do this for you. You have to get out there and do the work. You have to want to climb that stairway. There's no sitting on the sidelines for this. End quote. Deidre Waterman. She is the mayor of Pontiac, Michigan, on why she ran for office. Quote, I came because I thought I could effect change in our community. I just wanted to make sure I had left my mark on our community and to be able to give back in a way that I thought I could contribute. End quote. Karen Weaver. She is the mayor of Flint, Michigan, on voting more black women into political office. Quote, we need to be there. It's time to stop letting other people make decisions for us and about us and our communities. We must take charge to make sure we're getting the things we need and what we deserve. The opportunity. End quote. Victoria Woodard, she is the mayor of Tacoma, on Women Saving America. Quote, women play a substantial role in moving this country forward. If we're going to make a difference, we have to put people in office who aren't afraid to roll up their sleeves and get to work. That's what we as women have always done. End quote. Janet Mock, she's an author and producer. For years, the prominent activist has been a staunch crusader for the LGBTQ community. In June 2017, the best-selling writer released her second book, Surpassing Certainty, as a sincere guide to achieving self-acceptance. Sydney Magruder, she's a ballerina and mental health advocate. The importance of representation is not lost on this third-generation ballerina. Magruder uses her talent and social media presence to end stigmas about queer women, black women, and dancers, and to promote self-love, emotional stability. Zerlina Maxwell and Danielle Moody Mills, they are the women of CyrusXM Progress, helping listeners to navigate Trump's America Enlightened is the mission for these two progressive pundits. As director of programming, Maxwell has organized a dynamic lineup of new voices and seasoned pros to deliver a bold take on what's needed for the resistance. As host of hashtag WokeAF, Moody Mills tells people that they need to know about the weekly news headlines. Renee A. Middleton. She is the dean at, or she is a dean at Ohio University. Her research on racial identity and multicultural competency is the epitome of teacher preparation. Middleton's advocacy has served as a guide for public school teachers and school leaders. Tiffany Michael, she's the co-founder of Appolition. The Chicago techie co-founded the web-based app Appolition, which allows users to link their credit card to app and donate spare change to bail out black detainees. Within the first month of its launch, the app paid for the bail of 14 of them. Judy Reese Morse, she is the deputy mayor and chief administrator office for the citywide initiatives in New Orleans. The public servant wants to build a better New Orleans with a public focus on equality, justice, and fairness. In her role, Morse oversees public or policy development and strategic planning for the city's social innovation, economic development, and beyond. Hadia Mujid, she is the founder and CEO of HBCU.VC. After more than a decade of experience as a software engineer, the co-founder of the empowerment organization Black Founders launched HBCU.VC to teach scholars at HBCUs the basics of startup investing. The program also offers valuable insight on breaking into the tech industry. Demetria Obalar, she's a journalist, a traffic reporter in Dallas. Obalar made headlines last year for calling out a racist body shamer. In an environment where black professionals are often expected to grin and bear it, Obalar's public response was a lesson to how to handle hate-filled criticism. Maya Penn, she is the founder of Maya's Ideas. The 18-year-old entrepreneur, philanthropist, and artist has become a role model for her peers. A budding designer, Penn is also the CEO of her own eco-friendly fashion company, Maya's Ideas, which donates proceeds from sales to global charities. Amber J. Phillips and Jasmine Walker, they are the co-hosts of the Black Joy Mixtape podcast. When it comes to black women, no subject is off limits to their or to these unabashed commentators who boldly and comedically address everything from reproductive rights to the bonds of sisterhood. Ruby Pinto, she's an activist, along with Chicago's For the People Artists Collective. The young community activist developed Do Not Resist, 100 Years of Chicago Police Violence, a citywide exhibit that allows people to learn about Chicago's history of police brutality. Stacy Plaskett, USVI Congresswoman. Intent on keeping the plight of the cities or the citizens of the U.S. Virgin Islands front and center following Hurricane Irma and Maria, Plaskett took the emotional stories of her constituents to Congress, mainstream media, and anybody willing and able to lend a helping hand. Rihanna, she's an entertainer. Last year, the pop star and businesswoman shook up the cosmetics industry with the release of her Fenty Beauty line. Well received for the quality of the products, it was also celebrated for its range of shades for women of color. Doreen St. Felix, she is a writer. She is known for her wit and ability to tie contemporary topics to deeper discussions about race and womanhood. The accomplished journalist has penned articles about everything from concepts of albums of Janelle Monáe to radical legacy of Gwendolyn Brooks. Noelle Santos. She's the founder of the Lit Bar. After Barnes & Noble closed its Bronx, New York location in 2017, 1.4 million people were left without a convenient spot to buy general interest books. That's when Santos stepped in and raised more than $150,000 via crowdfunding to open the Lit Bar. The independent bookstore is scheduled to receive its first customers this spring. Charisse Scott, she's a reproductive rights advocate. A woman's right to choose is an entitlement Scott does not take for granted. The founder and CEO of Sister Reach, an organization that teaches sex education to young women of color, is committed to sharing the realities of reproductive health care with disenfranchised communities. Amanda Seals, she's an actress and comedian. The Truth Campaign spokesperson is arguably one of the most outspoken black women on the internet. Never mind her reoccurring role on the HBO's Insecure. Seals' controversial opinions and ability to deliver receipts in a timely fashion are what keeps fans returning for more. Kilanga Yamada Taylor, she is assistant professor at Princeton University. Through her writing and research, injustices predicated on race, structural inequality, incarceration, discriminatory housing policies, pervasive police violence, and chronic unemployment are explored. In 2017, the notable author edited How We Get Free, Black Feminism and the Combahee River Collective. Robin Thede, she is the host of The Rundown with Rob in Thede. The comedian and writer has a brilliant weekly news satire show on BET. There, the lone black woman in the lineup of late night hosts tackles topics that impact the African American community. With wry wit and cutting edge humor, the former head writer of the nightly show with Larry Wilmore is known for. Latham Thomas, she's a wellness guru. Known to many as the Glow Maven, Thomas published the inspirational wellness guide, Own Your Glow, in 2017. The Mama Glow founder is also a much sought after doula who works hard to shine a light on the ancient traditions that inform wellness practices. Melissa Thompson, she's an advocate. In 2016, Thompson shared the Black Disabled Woman syllabus conceived for individuals seeking to understand this unique community. As the creator of the hashtag Disability2White social media movement, Thompson continues to carry the torch for a demographic often left out of the public discourse. Nina Turner, she's the president of Our Revolution. When it comes to workers' rights, this Ohio politician has a few demands, taking to the streets, social media, and television. Turner speaks out against the injustices big corporations inflict on their employees and has pledged to fight for economic equality and sustainable prosperity for all Americans. Gabrielle Union, she is an actress and author. Last year, the actress released a best-selling book, We're Going to Need More Wine, stories that are funny, complicated, and true. In it, she continued her longtime crusade of speaking out against sexual harassment and its lingering effects. Mimi Valdez, she is a multimedia executive. Through films like Roxanne, and Hidden Figures and other media projects, the former magazine editor showcases the diverse experiences of women of color. Lena Waithe, she is an actress and writer. When the Chi-Town native saw that stories of our community being lost in politically charged headlines, she created a show to explore our struggles. It's what the Emmy Award winner and 2018 Essence Black Women in Hollywood honoree, has built her career on, using her talent to bring issues affecting Black Americans to the forefront of mainstream consciousness. Crystal West, she is the co-host of the Read Podcast. Since the Read Podcast launched in 2013, West, alongside co-host Kid Furry, has entertained a growing audience while educating them on the ins and outs of pop culture, politics, and dating through an unapologetically Black lens. Ebony K. Williams, she is the TV co-host at Fox News. On a conservative news network, Williams spotlights African Americans. The assertive analyst, attorney, and author made headlines after opposing Trump's Charlottesville response for schooling on or one of his loyal supporters on the contributions of Congressman John Lewis. And then finally, Jamia Wilson. She's a feminist activist. In 2017, Wilson took on the role of executive director and publisher at the Feminist Press of CUNY. Outside of her position at the literary publisher, the social justice fighter contributed to the release of Together We Rise, behind the scenes of the protests heard around the world, which highlighted stories of the 2017's Women's March. So there we have the the woke women of 2018. So let's move on to another story. This is coming from Path to Power, Young Phenomenon. Industry disruptor. With the co-working space Themology, Megan Ward has helped usher in a new era of progressive entrepreneurship incubation. The best part, women of color are placed front and center. Megan Ward was still a young college student when she watched her mother struggle after being laid off from a job, a misfortune that led to the loss of her childhood home. Fortunately, a family friend took in both women as they worked through the rough patch. Quote, I remember my clothes being stuffed in garbage bags, getting dressed, and making the best out of it. She says the ordeal drove the Detroiter to launch a marketing business while she was in school. Along with co-owner Ashley Brock, she ultimately opened Themology. The unique co-working space also functions as an incubator for Detroit's community of Black women entrepreneurs. It's a hub for fostering collaboration, but also serves as a strategic foundation for building businesses. Ward says, we're women focused, meaning everything we do has a woman's life in mind. Moving on to another story, Love and Life. Unleash your greatness. This may be the best time in history to be a Black woman. In celebration of our anniversary month, we singled out 48 actions that can help lead us to health and happiness. Number one, say cheese. A nice smile makes a nice smile makes a great first impression, and even better selfie. It also helps keep you alive. Taking care of your teeth and gums is vital to health. Research shows that heart disease, clogged arteries, and stroke can be linked to the inflammation and infections that oral bacteria can cause. To improve your oral health, brush your teeth at least twice a day with fluoride toothpaste. Floss daily. Replace your toothbrush every 3 to 4 months or sooner if bristles are frayed. Add a quarterly reminder on your calendar and schedule dental checkups and cleanings twice a year. Number five, LOL. A good giggle can help improve your immune system. Relieve pain, alleviate stress, and boost your mood. So laugh out loud while watching Girls Trip on DVD for the umpteenth time, or a comedy show starring a black woman, such as Hey, Amanda Seals. Number six, set it down. The Good Book says to write the vision and make it plain. To wake up to a life that brings you joy is to get clear on what you desire and where you are headed. Commit to writing 100 goals, big and small, that you want to achieve, and develop your life plan starting with your vision for the next year and the decade to come. Be sure to keep track in a planner or journal. We are crushing on Carlin Purcell's success planner. Number seven, know your numbers. Staying happy means staying healthy. Heart disease remains the number one killer of women in the U.S. To lessen your risk, the American Heart Association recommends you monitor these five areas. Your total cholesterol, HDL, which is the good cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, and body mass index, also known as the BMI. Number eight, learn the signs. Heart attack symptoms in women can present differently than in men. While chest pain and discomfort are the most common warnings for both sexes, women are more likely than men to experience shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, and back or jaw pain. If you have any of these signs, call 911 and get to the nearest hospital right away. Number nine, preserve your history. Your life story is being written every day. Schedule time to recap your journey with photos, video, and journaling, and end each month with a report card of highs, lows, and lessons to learn. Then look to your relatives this summer to capture your lineage and record an oral history for generations to come. Knowing your family's health past can also preserve your future. Turn your pain into purpose. Sometimes it's the stories we hold closest that have the most power. The Reverend Dr. Lakeisha Walren flipped her experience of childhood sexual abuse into a children's book series, Let's Talk About It. The first book, My Body is Special, helps parents and children discuss safety and boundaries. When you share your story, the strength and courage that it took for you to survive and thrive becomes a possibility for others, says Walron, executive pastor of First Corinthian Baptist Church in New York City, where she serves alongside her husband, Michael, to empower sexual abuse survivors. She offers several steps. Recognize and remind yourself that it is not your fault. Release your shame. Don't be afraid to tell your story and connect with the community and other survivors. Quote, we are not alone in this fight. Together we are stronger than our deepest hurt and our broadest pain. Next, see your body as a temple. Quote, there's no greater relationship than the one you can have with your body, shares certified personal trainer Nicole Hill Orsch, age 46. Be kind to it and give your body a chance to show you just how powerful it is. After transforming hers, the former life coach is committed to helping women of a certain age reach their fitness goals. I didn't start going to the gym consciously until I was in my late 30s. And when I did, the cardio machines were the only equipment I used. One day, Orish was watching TV and saw a woman her age who had reshaped her body radically through weight training. I soon learned how vital weight training was for increasing bone density and how much a woman can strengthen her physique if she knew how. She is excited to open Pretty Hard Body, a boutique weight training studio in Harlem this summer, and dispel the myth that pumping iron is just for men. And then we have pull yourself up. Can't make it to the gym on the regular? consider getting a pull-up bar for your home and adding it to your routine. Leverage the legacy of your loved ones. For a daughter, nothing quite compares to a father's love. And when Kimberly Wilson lost her dad at the age of 74 to bladder cancer, it was life-changing. Not being able to talk, joke, hug, or seek advice from him was devastating. Being a woman without her father felt foreign to me, says Wilson. The loss prompted Wilson, a vice president at Disney and ESPN Media Networks, to work with her mother and sister to create the Chicago-based Dream a Dream Foundation, also known as DAD. The organization serves youth 7 to 18 years old in the areas of sports, music, and entrepreneurship. We also raise to give back, so this foundation is a continuation with amplification of my dad. And that lesson, says Wilson, channeling grief to help others ensures those who live on. And then ask yourself the right questions, by Valerie Burton. It was a few days before my birthday when I had prayed out loud just in case God had not heard my request. The 220 other times, or had thought or forgotten just how old I was. I'm going to be 40. I'd like to be happily married, but in case you haven't noticed, I don't even have a good prospect, and I'm still hoping to be a mom. But the doctor basically told me that though I look young, my eggs are getting old. So if you could fix this situation soon, I'd be so happy. Almost as soon as the latest sentence was uttered, I sensed a response. Valerie, there's nothing to fix. I stood dumbfounded. Although my life was good, I convinced myself I could not truly be happy until every last dream was fulfilled, including my vision of a happy marriage and motherhood. It was a vision I could not shake, but a profound shift happened that morning. The message was this: stop waiting to be happy until you get what you want. Be happy while you are waiting for what you want. Suddenly, I felt compelled to find my happy. As a life coach, I know the power of asking the right questions. Am I willing to risk disappointment? Who could I become if fear didn't stop me? What can I do to be a little bit braver today? Which boundary is it to set? And finally, looking back 10 years from now, what will I wish I had done? So it looks like we've run out of time for today's episode of Essence Magazine. I hope that you've enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Nicole Hunter, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after our broadcast at our website, triangleradioreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.